You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
You requested Lynx? Well, listen up. The Lynx new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Lynx program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Lynx bus tracker and the Lynx Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Lynx vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golynx.com. That's G-O-L-Y. YNX.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome. Welcome back.
Mucho better.
Does everybody like now when I say welcome? I don't scream it.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. You, I'm talking to you, sit on the sofa. You get off your end, you can call in and
yeah,
say hello.
We were just saying, Sheila and I, that we're feeling a little lonely here.
We're talking to you, especially you folks that are new. You can call in, say hello, tell them the weather.
Maybe they're a little bit
tell
afraid
us how
of
nice
us.
And warm it is where you're at. You know that? You can call in, 407-894-1680.
We'd love to hear from you.
Love to hear from you. Right now, we're going to trivia, because we have a lot of guests coming on later on.
Busy,
so we're going to do a trivia right now. This, see if you know this young man, 407-894-1680.
Oh, and then I have to tell what.
Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give me a muddy old creek in Texas or any old time.
Okay, that's enough.
Michael
of that
didn't
song.
Want to let him out here.
I never liked them anyway.
Yeah.
No,
as a kid, I never really did either, or the Beatles.
So anyway, who was singing? 407-894-1680. It's not Herman. It's not Louis. It's not Louis. And his name isn't.
Oh my God!
Well, I don't know if somebody's calling in.
Calm
or
down,
if he's
Chris.
Excited.
Oh, wait a minute. So football. Who's calling? 407-894-1680.
Somebody's got it.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
I got Robert from Valley Forge on the phone line.
He can wait for a second. This is more important. What?
Game over. Minnesota won.
Oh no!
It was a last. It was
No.
It was a touchdown.
What happened?
It was a touchdown.
What happened? Tell me what happened.
It was a touchdown. I didn't get a chance to see because I was on the phone. All I did, all I saw was a touchdown between two defenders. It was, the receiver was wide open. They was in the cover three.
He didn't put his name up on the monitor yet.
I know, right? And the ball goes up. He had
to
cut.
Robert, what do you have to say?
It's Robert from Valley Forge.
Robert's from Philadelphia Eagles too.
Oh, hi, Robert.
Oh, I love
Robert.
How you doing, Michael?
Well, he
can
talk.
Well,
hello. Unless he doesn't have him on the thing.
Are you there? Are you there, Robert?
I'm hearing the
who's back
signal.
There? Anybody still here with us? We're on a radio show.
No, I got him. You can't
hello?
Hear
him?
Hello?
Hold on.
Michael?
Hold on 1 second,
he's
Robert.
Still here.
But we don't hear him.
We don't hear you.
How about
hello?
Now?
Dad, can you
Robert,
hear me?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, well, I got him on my end because I'm talking to him on my end. Give me once. Well, no, I have him on my end because he's talking to me. Give me 1 second. Let me see what we got going on. Hold on 1 second, Robert.
I could I'll wait
people,
to read why I chose it.
I don't hear this dead air. Hello.
Yeah, he's going to fix it.
Something's wrong.
All right, Robert, are you there
hello?
Now?
Is something's wrong. It must be dead air.
Don't
we
worry about it. He's fixing it.
All right.
Michael,
what
can you hear me?
Sheila, can you hear Robert?
Okay, so we're waiting to hear from Robert. He'll be
but
on
then,
no, he's here. I got him, Robert.
Out there.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Robert?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay, so Robert got me. Robert got me clearly. But Sheila, can you hear me? Lynn, can you hear me?
Hello.
Okay, I know what the problem is.
He knows the problem.
Now hold on, I need to come over on y'all side of the room. Go on that side of the room over there and
hello?
Make sure everything is.
Oh my! The
yeah,
box
yeah. Make sure everything is plugged in. Because I think some
is it that?
Yeah, one of the plugs came out on their end. That's why they can't hear anything on their end, Robert. Sorry
so
about that.
Okay.
Bear with us
oh, now
minute.
I
there
hear
it.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. We
can,
hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can. I can hear. You know, it reminds me of that commercial. I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Oh, it's just technology.
I'm talking to myself for 2 minutes. We're here. We're in the studio.
Wow, Michael, can you hear me?
Enough.
Hi, Robert.
And my wife,
how are you?
And my wife keeps on hitting hello. Me here. She hits me. Good thing I'm wearing my off the Eagles coat
yes,
that she keeps on hitting.
Hello.
Robert is Robert. Here.
Robert, how you doing, Robert?
Michael, I had a question.
Uh-oh.
I was sitting with a friend at breakfast today,
yeah.
And she asked me, how come I never got a seeing eye dog or a guide dog?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So?
And I said, I don't know. I said, I'm pretty independent. I said, but the one thing that would bother me, and I don't know how to delicately put this, but if you have a dog and you're walking and you're out and about, and the dog decides to do his business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How does a blind person deal with that?
You know what?
I watched Judy
Matthews. I don't know, but Judy Matthews would have to tell us.
Well,
first time in my life,
Robert,
that I went to the.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell the story.
With Judy.
The first time we ever met Judy Matthews, we were going by a street and we noticed this woman who was with her guide dog.
She took the harness off.
And
first
she
of
took
all.
The harness off and she was cleaning up the poops. And of course, at the time, I couldn't see it, so Lynn was describing it to me, and I said, that's amazing.
Well, because Judy told me later that she knew the difference between the grass and the cement.
Yeah. But how does she pick up the poops?
She
how does she see the poops?
Because she's so smart anyway.
Right. I mean, with all these towns having curb your dog laws now.
Yep. In our neighborhood, absolutely.
Yeah.
The guide dog schools train
yeah.
very well when you get your dog as to how to make sure that you're able to do that. That is part of the training.
Okay. And my second question, because the lady who I had breakfast with was talking about her trying out new types of makeup and her husband said she looks so pretty. And the thought popped into my head, how do blind women do makeup?
Very carefully.
Is it trial and error or?
You usually have someone that teaches you how to apply it. You have to be able to know not to go overboard and to just put a little bit. So it's really good if you can have somebody sighted teach you. That's how I learned how to do it.
Well, let me interrupt you in that second. Robert.
Yes.
Do you shave?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're blind. How do you shave?
Well, I can shave, Michael, and I can do a good job shaving or I can do a bad job shaving. But I have shaved. Makeup, I mean, they do call them makeup artists for a reason. It is an art.
Is your face, do you have a mustache or anything?
I used to, but I was told I look younger without any facial hair. So
I have a mustache. I have a mustache. And I can tell you I shave, and I keep my mustache intact without messing it up. And I know for my wife, mm-hmm. she says I always do a good job. My barber tells me I do a good job. But that's why I have fingers, thank God. And I can measure my fingers to my mouth to see what I'm doing.
But you know what, Michael, to his question.
I understand. I'm doing the same thing
with
Dirty Does Makeup.
I can't put lipstick on. I'm sighted.
Yeah.
And I cannot, to this day, put lipstick on without looking in a mirror. So I give a lot of credit to the women who are blind and they can
Sheila,
do
when
that.
When you put your makeup on, don't you, stupid question, don't you use like fingers to tell you where you're at and so forth with your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought. That's why I use my fingers for my mustache.
I'm thinking of some of our blind friends, and they just do a beautiful job of putting on makeup.
But
they really do.
But you're usually taught.
Yeah.
I was taught at the Richmond Rehab Center for the Blind.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So I was never taught. I just figured out myself.
But that's a very good question, Robert.
It is. It's a very good
and
question.
And as far as the guide dogs, I have to bring up a touchy subject with me. If you decide to get a guide dog, hopefully that, you know, you'll take into consideration when you go to conferences and things like that, that you allow your dog to do, quote unquote, as you said, his business, because I get very upset when I see people walking with their guide dogs and they just don't give the dog any leeway when they're at these conventions. So I hope that you take that into consideration. It's wonderful.
Well, is there any sort of an age range for getting a guide dog?
Well,
like, we can't give it to you, you're too young. We can't give it to you, you're too old.
I think you have to be 16 before you can even be considered for a guide dog. But as far as the age limit, I've never heard anybody tell me they could not get a dog.
Oh, I thought it meant the age of the dog.
I was led to believe it's very expensive to get a guide dog
because
all the training.
No.
Guys, I know it's free.
You do not pay anything to get a guide
dog.
Well,
no. I don't mean for the blind person.
Yes,
I mean
like
the actual cost.
It's about
$50,000. To get the dog ready.
Yeah. The dogs are worth $50,000.
They're trained for 2 years, from puppy to 2 years.
Right.
Yep. The dogs
and
are worth about
a $50,000 project.
Got it.
For one dog.
And that's what it's upsetting when a lot of people take their dogs and planes and everything else, and they're all fakes. They're not...
Yeah, we talked about service that dogs. A couple of weeks
and
ago.
And this one makes me upset because somebody could tell me this, but I never heard of a blind, I don't have to use the right words because if this agency or that agency, whether it's blind dog or What's
dog
all
for
the words?
Epilepsy.
No, I'm talking about a blind dog.
Guide dog. They're not blind dogs.
I know, but I'm saying, I'm looking for the right word. Because all the agencies, you can't say seeing eye dog.
You can't say seeing eye because that's in Morristown.
Morristown, New Jersey.
Right. They're called guide dogs or service guide animals or guide dogs.
No, I don't want to use the word service animal.
Michael, they're still called service animals, whether you want to use it or not. That's
okay,
what they're
called.
Okay,
but here's my reason for saying this. I didn't want to say service animal because service animal could be for anybody, not for the blind.
Correct.
So I want to use a blind
dog. And it's a guide dog.
Michael.
They're guide dogs or dog guides.
Okay, so let's use... okay, so now I have to use a natural word, a dog for a blind person. Let's use that. So now, because I can't say sing-eye dog because that's Morristown, New Jersey, you can't say other dogs' names because each agency has their own name for their dogs. But... when you start talking about a dog, these dogs have been trained. I've never heard of a blind dog biting someone else or hurting someone else, especially when they're with their master, as they say. And when you have all these other dogs that are fakes, they go on planes and places like that, and they bite and they snap. The bottom line is this becomes a problem because they're fakes. And when you spend $50,000 teaching these dogs whatever, these dogs know to be obedient. They know when they're in an airport or a plane not to bite. They don't do it anyway. So I have two little dogs at home. They've never bitten anybody. They don't growl. They don't know how to do that. So the same thing is when you have these fake dogs. But going back to what you said, that's great that you brought up this thing. We should have more of a discussion of people putting on makeup or jewelry or different things because, let's put it this way, I keep everything on mine together so I know where my rings are. I know everything is. So,
Robert, did you know who was singing that song?
No, I'm sorry I missed that part. Okay. I was looking for my cell phone to call, and I totally missed it.
Okay, well,
thank you so much for calling in.
Stay
warm, folks. Take care.
Thank you,
Robert.
Okay, so...
who's on the line?
We have Gary from Winter Park calling, and then our guest caller from San Francisco Lighthouse will be calling.
Gary, you on the line?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I got the song before that.
Okay, so who's the who's singing?
Age 16 for the CNI.
What?
They'd like to be, you'd be 16 at least.
Oh, the age, CNI. The age.
So what's
and
the,
two, I wished I was a husband of a blind woman because I know that they have eye shadow, and I'd like to go in and switch, you know, colors. So when she takes something, it'd be blue, it might be green. Just so she'd have a blue and a green
okay,
eye.
Okay, Gary, we got to go quickly. I have a guest
okay.
holding.
That's all right.
Elvis Presley.
He's not holding. Not yet.
Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis. Oh, right. Okay. You just won. He just won Elvis. Okay. That was Elvis Presley singing Elvis.
Tell you why I chose that. Because on January 14th, 1960, the G.I. Blues song came out from the Paramount film. So that's the one.
You
I
just
that.
Won Metro Diner. $13. It's not 10. It's 13 with them.
Right.
Metro Diner.
That's nice.
Gift card from Metro Diner.
Gary
from Winter Park.
Aunt Wade, I haven't been there yet. Gotta go.
Okay. Bye. Take care. Bye.
You guys
bye. Take care. Bye.
I think we're supposed to be in break right now.
Okay. We're going
to
break.
We are. We're supposed to be in break.
We're
right going to
break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
All righty. And then we'll take our guest caller. See you in a few.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Lynx new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Lynx program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Lynx bus tracker and the Lynx Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Lynx vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golynx.com. That's G-O-L-Y-N-X.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com. Quack, quack.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Oh, pardon me. Oh, my golly. I'm the host.
You got
I think. I'm all choked up. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, phone number is 407-894-1680. We have a guest calling in right now from the warm climate of California, place called San Francisco, the San Francisco Lighthouse. Max Levinson from Lighthouse San Francisco. Max, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Golder?
How you doing?
Hi, Max.
Oh, just flawless.
Flawless. Wow.
Wow.
So everybody, Max is, just to let you know, and then we'll let Max talk, that Max is the prize coordinator for the Holman Prize, which is sponsored by the San Francisco Lighthouse. So Max, you're on. Tell everybody.
And Max, you can call me Michael.
Yeah.
Tell
everybody about
I think we can make that work.
All right.
Sounds good, because that's what people know me for on the show, as the host of The Blind and Beyond. Yes.
Let's let Max
So Max,
talk.
You're on.
Great. Where should we start?
Wherever you wish.
Start at the beginning.
Start at the beginning.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about Lighthouse and then the Holman Prize. How about that?
I'd like to know a little
that
about Max.
Like a wonderful place to start. I'm kind of hearing some echo,
uh-oh,
which is kind of making it hard to chat with you guys, but we can make it work. I may just have to speak a little slower than usual. Is that all right?
You sound perfect.
Fabulous. So, Lighthouse for the Blind in the wonderful city by the Bay of San Francisco. It's been around for over 100 years, but the Holman Prize is a much more recent endeavor. It launched last year in 2017, and in our inaugural year, we had over 200 people apply from over two dozen countries. And we chose three winners who each received up to $25,000 to complete a project of their dreams.
Can you give us some examples of some of the entries, even whether
sure,
whether they've won,
Max,
or not won?
This is Sheila Young. You're
Hi, Max.
To.
It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Sheila. How's it going?
It's going good. So
great.
Can you give us examples of things that have been entered, just so that people would have an idea of exactly what the prize encompasses?
I would be more than happy to. Maybe the best thing to do would be to talk about our three winners. How does that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Terrific. So the prize is global. It is open to any blind person anywhere in the world, including the countries that our dear president doesn't seem to think too fondly of. And our three winners are from three different countries. The first is Ahmet Üstünel, who's originally from Turkey and incidentally now lives in San Francisco. And Ahmet is training to solo kayak the Bosphorus Strait.
Wow.
Are you guys familiar with that fine body of water?
No.
The Bosphorus is a relatively thin body of water that connects the Asian region of Turkey to the European side of the country.
How long is it?
So he, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure. I know it's about 3 miles across, but I'm not sure how long it goes. But because of the current and because of the different boats that use it, you can't simply traverse it in a straight line. So Ahmet is going to be on the water for a while.
Wow.
And he's doing about 500 miles training around the bay before he goes to Turkey this summer. And he's incorporating a lot of really awesome technology onto the kayak so that he can operate it hands-free. He's going to be paddling with his feet and using his hands to track his position and navigate.
Wow. How old?
So that's Ahmet.
Can you tell us how old he is?
He is in his 30s.
In his 30s?
Yep.
Very, very physically well, I'm sure.
Indeed. Yeah. He could tangle with the best of them.
And so, then the second winner.
I'm having trouble hearing you over myself because I'm echoing in a bit of a feedback loop.
Okay.
All right, the coast is clear.
Okay, so tell us about the second winner.
Sure. So the second winner is Penny. These are in arbitrary order, just for the sake of clarification. The second winner in today's list is Penny Melville Brown, who's from the UK. She's a little older than Ahmet. She's in her 60s. And Penny is a chef, among other things. And she's using the prize money to travel to five different continents and work with chefs in these various countries. And she has a YouTube channel where she posts all of these videos that she's making.
Wow.
So she has actually already done most of the traveling, and at this point in the process is, along with her videographer, going through the footage and creating the videos. But she went from San Francisco to Costa Rica to Virginia Beach to the UK to... Okay, I want to make sure I have the order right here. To China, to Australia, to Malawi, and then back home again.
Well, I'm from Virginia Beach. I'd love to know where she went there.
Yeah.
Went to the old house.
I remember, it's a lot of info to keep straight, but I remember that when Penny was in Virginia, she met up with some old friends of hers and did some cooking sessions with folks in their homes.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of good food.
See that? He talked about food too, Ashley.
She made a delicious cake when she was in San Francisco. We do a week in September where the three winners come and have a chance to meet us, meet each other, and Penny made an amazing honey cake for all of us.
And what about the third winner?
And the third winner is a gentleman from Uganda named Ojok Simon. And Ojok is a beekeeper by trade, and he is using the prize money to help fellow blind and low vision Ugandans become beekeepers.
Wow.
And essentially entrepreneurs in their own right.
Max, I have a question for you. I noticed that you accept applicants from all over the world, and I'm curious to know why that the contest would not be just limited to people, blind people in the United States. I'm just curious why it expanded worldwide, because you're
sure,
in San Francisco.
I think for a few reasons. I think we see no reason not to offer this opportunity to anyone that has an ambitious project they want to undertake. We want to spread the word about the project as far as we can. And furthermore, the global element of the prize is very much in keeping with the life, with the life of James Holman, whom the prize is named after. Are you guys familiar with him?
Well, I read about him that in the 1800s that he traveled around himself.
He did indeed. He was the first blind person to circumnavigate the globe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. So why don't you tell people then, Max, tell people how to apply, you know, not how to apply, but if they're interested, how to proceed, if they're interested in applying for the
contest. Yeah, so applications for the next round of the prize open this coming Tuesday at 5 p.m. California time, Pacific Standard Time, and the application can be found at www.holmanprize, and that's holmanprize.org.
And all of the application and the eligibility requirements are very accessible on your website?
They are indeed.
Well, it sounds like an awesome opportunity for someone to be able to move forward with their desire and
their project.
Yeah, whatever they're doing. That's just an awesome. I had seen an email from Lighthouse here in Orlando.
That's how I learned about it.
And that's how I learned about it. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, we are actually distributing it here in the Florida area.
Oh, thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed
I guess
also
you got my bribe money then.
No, the check's in the mail, right?
Check's in the mail, right, exactly.
And I also noticed that you have a question and answer page for people.
We do indeed. Yeah, we certainly recommend that folks read through the page. There's a lot of, at least what we think, is pretty helpful information there and clarifying information.
Before you go, tell people about the videos.
Sure. So the initial part of the application process is to submit a 90-second video on YouTube explaining what you would do with the prize money. It's a sense to give us at Lighthouse a sense of who you are and what you would do with this $25,000 award.
And then what happens after you screen the initial videos on YouTube? What would be the next step?
Sure. So there's an in-house team at Lighthouse that goes through all the videos. And then we select a group of semifinalists, roughly 50, and those applicants, semifinalists, fill out a far more substantial project proposal, mm-hmm. explaining their budget, their itinerary, what inspired them to apply for the prize, so on and so forth. From there, we select a group of about 15 finalists, and we interview them solely on the phone. And then we actually have a panel, a judging committee, who we bring to San Francisco for a weekend in June to pick the three winners.
And do you pay for the weekend in San Francisco?
For the committee?
I'm sorry, I don't hear you.
Is that for the committee?
Oh, for the committee, yeah.
We do indeed. Yeah, we have a really wonderful residence hall on site at Lighthouse, mm-hmm. and they stay with us and eat some delicious California food.
Wow.
Pick me. I'll come judge.
So if you're interested...
Sounds like a plan, yeah.
If you're interested, write to M. Levinson, that's L-E-V-E-N-S-O-N, at lighthouse-sf, meaning sanfrancisco.org. Well, thank you, Max.
It's a very interesting project.
Really intriguing. Really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and stay well out there in San Francisco. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Will do.
Thank you very much, Max, for coming on.
Thanks,
appreciate
Max.
It.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Take care.
You too.
All right. We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Don't go away.
Braille-Eye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille-Eye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille-Eye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille-Eye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille-Eye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Lynx new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Lynx program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Lynx bus tracker and the Lynx Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Lynx vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golynx.com. That's GOLYNX.com. At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Welcome back.
We got him trained.
See that? I didn't scream nothing.
Took us long enough.
This is your host, Michael, live from Orlando, Florida. That's right.
It's
the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right, Michael. That's right. 407-894-6080. Hey, you. Listen, I'm going to talk to you. I got to have a private conversation, just you and me. You can call up and say something. We're not going to bite you. You can call up if you're a new caller, especially. We got some bracelets to give out. You can call up and say, hey, tell us the weather where you're at. Tell us something. We'd like to know something about you. Okay? 407-894-6080. Lynn?
And if you have any questions for our current guest that's on hold right now, please call in. Like Michael said, 407-894-1680. And now we'd like to welcome to the show John Steitler, who is the founder of Total Health Guidance in Orlando. Welcome, John.
Welcome, John.
Welcome. It's good to be here.
All righty.
So John, please tell us about you.
And Total Health Guidance.
And Total Health and about what you do.
Okay. Well, I'd love to. Like Lynn said, I am the founder of Total Health Guidance. We are an integrated, kind of a holistic healthcare center. We really treat people from the whole person health. So we look at things from the physical health, the emotional health, relational health, From an integrated perspective, we really try to get to the root cause of whatever issues are bothering people, everything from mental health counseling to acupuncture, massage therapy, nutrition. You know, we treat a lot of different things, but that's what we do. We try to get to total health.
Well, John, this is Sheila. Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Hi, Sheila.
I was looking at everything that you cover, and I'm real interested in about the spectrum, the autism spectrum. And
yes.
How exactly do you determine if someone is on the spectrum and where they are? And then
right.
How do you treat them?
Okay. Well, from the obviously on the autism spectrum disorder range, there's a wide variety of things that fall into autism. So that would be done by our clinical psychologist. So we have a clinical psychologist as well as a school psychologist. They do extensive testing to see where a child or an adult would fall in on the autism spectrum disorder. And from a treatment perspective, again, we don't prescribe medication in our office, so we treat everything, whether it's diabetes or heart disease or depression or anything, from a natural perspective. So we use counseling and therapy as well as nutrition and holistic options. So oftentimes with autism, we will do counseling with the person who's diagnosed with autism as well as family members to try to support them along the process.
Well, I guess my question, because I work with children that have been, you know, on the spectrum, and some of them can't exactly express their feelings or their thought process. So how do you counsel a child that is not able to do that?
Well, really the language of a child is play. So we use a lot of play therapy. So we have a therapist in our office, a play therapist who works with children and everything from sand trays to various other childhood. That's not my specialty per se. That's not the area that I work in. But we do have a child psychologist as well as a child therapist that does the play therapy, and they would work with them in that range.
Do you take all insurances?
We don't take all insurances. We do take some insurances. We are kind of a cross between a business and a ministry, so we don't turn anybody away for mental health reasons due to their ability to pay. We work on like a sliding scale. We do have quite a few creative outlets for people to funding sources that people can apply for scholarships. But if they don't take the insurances, or if we don't take the insurances that they have. But we are one of the most reasonable prices centers anywhere in the Central Florida area. And most of the things that we offer can be done over the phone. We have clients all throughout the country when it comes time to nutrition. We do our nutrition counseling, life coaching, and other forms of counseling over the phone, as well as in our center here in Orlando.
Wow.
John, so you get people from around the country calling in if they're depressed and they want anxiety counseling?
Yeah, we do. We treat everything from addictions to mental health counseling and life coaching issues, business coaching issues. We do those things from all over the country.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
As well as the nutrition counseling. We do a lot of what we do in our nutrition counseling is we do a full 1 hour assessment, figure out what the needs are, what the goals are, and then we put together a customized food plan, whether that's for weight management or diabetes or anything. Our physicians will review it, and then we'll do another. The second session is when we will go over all the nutritional education.
And you never use medicines? Is that what you're saying? It's holistic?
Right. In our center, we're holistic. We're obviously not against medication, but we don't prescribe. We don't have medical doctors on staff. We have physicians. They're either acupuncture physicians or, we have psychologists, of course, and naturopathic doctors. So we take that kind of holistic approach. If somebody needs medication, obviously we have medical doctors that we team up with and we refer to, but we try to avoid the use of medication or limit it as much as possible.
Wow.
So our acupuncture physicians really specialize in internal medicine. So typically when you know, when you go to a doctor, oftentimes you have 5-10 minutes actually with the physician. In our session, you have a full 90 minutes in the initial session. So it's a full 90-minute session with the physician where you're really getting to the root cause. And that's really what distinguishes us. Like, we had clients this week. I had a client come in with, she had lost her feeling in her tongue over a year ago, and she wasn't able to swallow or chew, and therefore as a result has lost significant weight, and she was coming in for nutritional counseling. But in the extensive initial intake, we realized that there was an emotional trauma that happened, which was the cause of the initial tongue paralysis. And then so we're doing counseling as well as the nutrition work, and then we use acupuncture. And after just the second session of acupuncture, she now has feeling back in her tongue, and the swallowing is increasing. Or we had another client with IBS come in, and he was, again, coming in for nutritional counseling, but in the course of the treatment, we realized, oh, there's some emotional things that happened that caused the initial irritable bowel syndrome. And again, we're using acupuncture or even therapeutic massage to reduce the stress.
This is Michael. You know, what you're talking about, I used to have a woman when I first went blind.
I'm thinking of a family member that just complained about that.
No, but remember, I went to a person, remember, they put the thing in my big toes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
This woman
was like a long chopstick.
Like a chopstick, and she used to do it with my big toes.
Yeah,
and
the pressure points in different parts.
She said something about your nerves and your body come from your toes, and she would always work with my toes.
Yeah, that's like reflexology. Typically, is done on the feet. So we use, you know, a lot of people are nervous or a little scary about with acupuncture because they're used to getting like their blood drawn or something like that. And what most people don't understand is an acupuncture needle is nothing like getting your blood drawn. It's like 1/120th the size of a typical
needle. Didn't hurt me at all. It didn't hurt me at all. When I left those sessions, I used to tell my wife, you know what? I don't know if it's my imagination or not, but things are a lot brighter. I don't know why.
But he's talking about the acupuncture needles right now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying about when she worked on my toes.
So, John, what is it like when somebody calls in from around the country? What would be the procedure? Because we have people listening all over the country.
Oh, sure. Well, it depends. Obviously, there's some things that we can't do. Obviously, we cannot do acupuncture or massage therapy long distance. That would be
you don't
nice
make house do, but visits?
But any kind of counseling services or life coaching services or the nutrition work was something that we can do. And they would just call us at our number is 321-332-6984, or they can email us at info@totalhealthguidance.com. And we would just set up an initial appointment, find a time that works for them. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 8. So we have evening hours. And we would just set up a time for the initial consult. We actually have free 30-minute consults with our counselors as well as our acupuncture physicians. So just to build a reputation, you know, or build a rapport, rather, to make sure they're comfortable with that physician or that therapist. So we'll do a free consult. But then if they want treatment, then we'll just schedule that and they'll fill out the intake paperwork and we'll go from there.
So the first half an hour is free?
Yes, for people that want to, if they just have questions, they want to know, you know, what kind of therapy do you do, or they might have questions. I've never done acupuncture. Can you just tell me more about it? So rather than committing to it, they might want to just talk with one of the physicians first, or even one of the therapists, one of the counselors, to find out if it's going to be a good relational fit for them.
And what kind of things are treated with massage therapy?
That's a great question. Most time people think, you know, massage is, you know, relaxation. That's what they typically think. And that's fine. We can do that. We're not a spa. We don't do, we can do just a feel-good, relaxing massage, but that's really not our specialty. What we specialize in is more medical or clinical massage. So we treat physical issues like, obviously, pain management, you know, back pain, neck pain, things like that. We also use massage for mental health. Our massage therapists are trained in emotional release techniques, so we use massage for people that have had trauma, so PTSD or other traumatic responses. We do lots of different things that massage can be beneficial for: fibromyalgia, any kind of physical issue. Stress is obviously a huge exacerbator of most physical illnesses, so massage can be very helpful. So we integrate massage into, you know, some people just come for massage. They just want to come for a feel-good massage or a pain management issue. But then other people come from more of this holistic approach where we're doing the counseling, the massage, acupuncture, nutrition, et cetera, and we're treating, really getting to the bigger picture root cause. Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful. John, first of all, we look forward to having you in the studio next week.
Yeah, I'm excited to be there.
Yeah, and then I'd like you to give out the phone number and the website again before we say goodnight.
Sure. The phone number is 321-332-6984, 321-332-6984, and our website is totalhealthguidance.com.
And you can look at, they can look it up our website.
It's on our website.
It's on our website. But our website, best way to know, is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, to look up John's website.
Right. Well, thank you very much for calling in, and have a good week.
Thank you, John. It was very informative.
Total Health Guidance in Orlando.
I look forward to seeing you next week.
You've been listening to John Steitler, the founder of Total Health Guidance in Orlando, and thank you so much.
And I want to thank right now Robert for calling in today from Pennsylvania.
We're going to break.
Yep. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Maybe we'll have someone of you call in. Looking forward to it.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polera urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
We're back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And I want to talk a little bit, 1 minute, about Polara Navigator APS. For you folks out there, let me just tell you one thing. I know most of you don't care about crossing the street and maybe getting killed, but I do. So if you like me and you care about living, then you should call up your closest
Travel engineering department. Yeah.
Traffic engineering department.
Right.
It's free. It don't cost you a thing. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call and tell them that you want to have a navigator.
Polara Navigator,
APS. Mm-hmm. So when you cross the street, you don't have to worry about it because it talks to you.
Right. And if you don't know what APS stands free. For, it's Accessible Pedestrian Signal.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell that. Right. But at the same time, before my wife interrupted me, you should call, right?
Right.
Because it's not cost you anything, but at the same time, it can save your life and anybody else that's blind could use it. So think about it for a minute and say, you know what? I'm going to call next week. I'm going to call my local city hall, ask for the engineering department, and just tell them that you're blind and tell them about the street that you'd like them to put Polara Navigator APS. Okay, Lynn, wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Okay.
By the way, if you want to miss any part of the show or any shows you ever miss, look at our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the AND, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's our website.
There you go. Okay. I just want to tell everybody next week, another packed show. Our co-host, David Hillebrandt, will be in the studio, and he will be, I asked him to, so he will. He's bringing his guitar, and I'm sure he'll sing for us and play the guitar. And our studio guest will be the gentleman that you just heard on the phone a few minutes ago, John Steitler, the founder of Total Health Guidance in Orlando, and he will be here to answer any of your questions. And we have a guest caller, Liz Olexa, who is the president of the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind, which is a member of the Pennsylvania Council of the Blind. Liz will be calling in to tell us a little bit about herself and the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind. So it's a full show again. And we look forward to talking to you again next Sunday.
Thank you, Sheila Young, for coming in.
Well, thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, Chris Shaw, for being a great engineer. Thank you, Lynn Golder, for being my wife and my co-host, as well as Sheila, my co-host. Love you all. Take care. Love you all. See you next week.
On the Blind and Beyond,
Radio Show.
Good night. See ya.
I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act. And if you think about it,